Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The US Special Envoy Stephen Biegun has said he'll tell North Korean officials next week what measures Washington is willing to discuss to encourage Pyongyang to get rid of its nuclear weapons. But he stressed that North Korea must declare the full extent of its arsenal. Peter Bowes reports.
In a speech at Stanford University, Stephen Biegun laid out an extensive list of demands for North Korean denuclearization. He said Washington would have to have expert access to key nuclear and missile sites to ensure the removal or destruction of stockpiles of nuclear materials, weapons, missiles, launchers, and other weapons of mass destruction. In a blunt statement, Mr. Biegun said President Trump had made it clear he expects significant and verifiable progress on denuclearization to emerge from the next summit.
President Trump, in an interview with the New York Times, says he's virtually given up on negotiating with the U.S. Congress over the wall he wants on the Mexican border. Charles Haviland reports.
Donald Trump was sharply critical of Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, for not approving any of the sum he wants for his prized border wall, nearly $6 billion. But with less than 2 weeks before the government again runs out of money, he said he would build the barrier anyway and didn't rule out declaring an emergency to get the funds. In the wide-ranging New York Times interview, Mr. Trump said he had lost a massive amount of money by being president, but vowed to run again next year.
People in the South Korean capital Seoul have been paying their respects to Kim Bok-dong, who was forced to work as a sex slave by the Japanese during the Second World War. She died on Monday. Her body was taken to Seoul Plaza for a memorial service outside the city hall. From Seoul, Stephen McDonnell.
The country's most prominent so-called comfort woman died on Monday, aged 93. At 14, she was forced to work as a sex slave for the Japanese military, and in recent decades became a campaigner for all women abused during war. The funeral procession included a van playing recordings of Kim Bok-dong through loudspeakers. Her voice echoed through the streets, saying, "We're not fighting for compensation, not even 100 billion won would do it." They've got to apologise.
Police in Tokyo are questioning a number of people suspected of involvement in the online sale of a substance thought to be uranium. A powder packed in a glass tube was offered for sale on the Yahoo auction site as uranium 99.9%. An initial test suggested that the powder was radioactive. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.